We are joined by Mayor Cynthia Block. Mayor Block, I know in all your spare time, are you getting ready for Christmas?
Okay, not just yet. I can't believe it. December 1 rolls around and people start asking, are you ready for Christmas yet?
Yeah.
Too soon.
All right. Well, last week we had heard a report that the homeless numbers are up from last year and are continuing to climb. Now, I know that this is a very important thing to you, especially during your campaign. You talked about it a lot. What's happening with a plan, and is there one in the works?
I guess what I'll say to that is yes, and it still means that we are all frustrated that we continue to see those numbers go up. I think what we're seeing, and I don't think that those numbers have been totally flushed out yet in terms of the why, but I think it's pretty clear that Saskatoon is a regional hub, and we see people from all over the province that come to our city. And it appears at least that many of the folks that we are seeing in our city are coming from, places in the north and looking for hope, and they're clearly not finding it. And so in the meantime, what are we doing? Of course, we have, plans in place. We worked with the provincial government and the Saskatoon Tribal Council and created drop-in centers that started last summer and have now carried on and are expected to be the norm now, that we're going to at least have places for people to be to connect to services. And that really is the primary piece, is how do people connect to services as easily as possible? We've talked on your show before about that 36-hour sanctum challenge that I did. And it was the one key thing that made me realize that it's that one-stop place that's going to be really important for people to get access to services so that they can get off the streets and get connected to housing. And that, of course, is the big takeaway, that unless or until we figure out that transitional and supportive housing piece, it's just going to get harder. The province has, I think, some really significant plans on their recovery model for rehabilitation. And I think that as long as we can work together with the federal government and our government to ensure that there's housing on the other side of that, we can start to see, I think, some significant improvement. But how do we otherwise help the folks that are in our city that aren't from here and maybe don't actually really want to live in Saskatoon to get reconnected to their home communities? And I think those are some important pieces that I look forward to working with the provincial government and the federal government to find ways to ensure folks get to be with their families.
Let's talk about snow. We had snow on Friday, and it was good to see that the graders were out quite quickly. But there was also people I noticed on social media, too, saying, why is there a grader in my neighborhood? This was on Saturday and Sunday. It was maybe a little bit of overkill. What is the criteria for a snow event?
Well, a snow event is 5 millimeters. And I have to double-check my emails, but I don't think it was officially called on this one yet.
Okay.
If it was just barely. And we budget for five to six of those every year. And that is, it's a full priority system that is, primarily get to all the main streets first, get to the arterials and the collectors next, do the business districts. But residential is not in our service level. It's something that we add in when it's needed, and that residents can expect that if they call into the operational line, that we have an opportunity to come out and grade when it's above a certain level for the rutting.
Okay, we'll leave it there, and hopefully we're going to get lots of snow throughout the winter, and our graders will be ready at the ready. Mayor Cynthia Block joining us this morning. Mayor Block, thanks for this.
Thank you.